أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. الله تبارك وتعالى says, just as Allah Ta'ala has shown His great favors upon you, amongst them that He chose Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as one of His chosen Anbiya, and He made him build the Kaaba Sharif, and He made the Kaaba your Qibla also, and that the dua which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made amongst those duas, that O Allah, send a Nabi from amongst them, that is from amongst the Arabs, from their own type, send a Rasul and a Nabi to them, and which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accepted. Further, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also made dua that O Allah, send a Rasul to them, yatlu alaykum ayatina, who will recite the ayats of the Quran Sharif to them. This is another very great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that we read the Quran Sharif, the ayats of the Quran. We listen to them from Qurra, we listen to them from ulama, and then all the ayat of the Quran Sharif is a manifestation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's tajalli. The speech of any person is a manifestation of the speaker's qualities, and the kalam of Allah Ta'ala is the manifestation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is Nurus Samawati wal Ard, and all that Nur are in all the ayat of the Quran Sharif. When we read Quran Sharif, when we listen to the Quran Sharif, when ulama explain the Quran Sharif, and all the great, great gems and pearls which are kept in the sea of the Quran, that is a sea that has got no shores, and the meanings of one ayat also has got no shore, then all that comes into us according to our istidad, our capabilities. It is there for everyone to take, but a person will take according to his capability. And the Quran Sharif, the more we make ourselves worthy of being recipients, of worthy of receiving the anwarat and barakat of Quran Sharif, so much everyone benefits. When rain falls, then it falls generally on all the ground, but that ground that is stony and rocky doesn't benefit from the ground. There are other parts of the ground that become marshy, and it becomes difficult for people to walk on there. There are other pieces of ground that dam the water, and from which animals benefit, people benefit. And so the rain comes for everyone, but everyone according to its ability benefits from it. The same way the Quran Sharif, and being recited by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is filled and impregnated with great anwarat, barakat, the anwar of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the great deeper meanings which are in the Quran Sharif, which takes a person into an ecstasy of joy as he understands. But all that, every person according to his capability, he benefits. The more we make ourselves eligible, purify our hearts, our mind, and our hearts are present when we read the Quran Sharif, when we listen to it from Qurra, we listen to it from ulama, mufassireen. So how much more we have made effort on ourselves, so much we will benefit. And there is no greater joy than the Quran Sharif, and when it is recited in namaz itself, and when it is recited in the correct way, with the tajweed, etc. And more than that, when the reciter recites with istihzar, with the tadabbur, with concentration, and the listener also listens according to that, that namaz becomes a great joy. And then a person wishes the qiraat must not stop, it must just carry on, because of the great joy. So all this also are the ni'mats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon this ummah through the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, through the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite Quran Sharif, the staunch enemies and the very strong kuffar, they also used to come and listen, especially at tahajjud time, to the recitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When the jinnat listened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's qiraat in Fajr namaz, they were also overtaken with awe and they were impressed very greatly. From there they returned immediately to their people and told them, Sami'na Quran and Ajaba, Yahdi ila Rushd. We have listened to a great fascinating speech, the recitation, the words of Allah Ta'ala. And they told their people, you people also all bring Iman. So this is the tilawat of Quran Sharif, and particularly when a person recites it facing the Qibla, and the anwarat of the Kaaba also are filling in his heart, then there is no limit to the joy, ecstasy and wonders of the Quran Sharif. May Allah let us realize the great value of this Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, that every day we should read it ourselves also. We should try and listen to the Quran Sharif from others, that is a sunnah of its own also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should recite to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and should listen to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite the Quran, and on all various occasions he asked the Sahaba, various Sahaba, you people recite to me, let me listen. They used to say that, oh Allah's Nabi, where are we? Where can we recite and you listen? Quran has been revealed on you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, I want to listen also. And the anwarat of listening are also very different and very great. Recitation also and listening also. In short, the Quran is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and every aspect of learning it, to read, looking inside, which we call nazara, is also very good, great. To become a hafiz and read, there is even greater. To become a qari and read it correctly and in the different dialects is even more greater. To be an alim of the Quran and understand the meaning of it and getting that benefit is even greater. And then to have the opportunity to explain and expound about it and inform people of this, that is even greater. To make amal on the Quran Sharif is the true joy. To propagate it, to teach it, to make the tabligh of the Quran Sharif, that is really our purpose of life. And we should devote our whole lives. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَلَّمَهُ أَوْ أَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, more than anyone else, dunya's things are nothing. But in deen itself also, the best are those who learn the Quran and teach the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also said that, inna ashrafa ummati hamalatul Quran. The most honorable in my ummah are those people who are the carriers and the couriers and the people who transmit the Quran Sharif. That is basically referring to the hafiz or anyone who is greatly engrossed with the Quran Sharif. So it is a great ni'mat. We shouldn't deprive ourselves of daily tilawat of Quran Sharif. Try and listen to Quran Sharif also. Those who are hafiz should listen or should read also and make dur that somebody else listen to them also. They should listen from, they should read to others, listen from others. And others should read to them and others should listen to them also. And if this can be in our homes, in our masjids, everywhere, great, great barakat will descend. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand this, and the greatest thing to make amal. And more than that, may Allah out of His kindness accept from all of us.